KC2WI. This is KC2WI, this is the Black River Valley service net. Is there any emergency traffic before I begin the net, over? This is KC2WI, net control for the Black River Valley service net. I'll dispense with the formal preamble here, everybody knows it. Are there any portable battery powered or mobile stations wishing to check in, over? Nothing heard, this is KC2WI. Any stations for the Black River Valley service net, over?
KA2ZNZ, hey Pete.
KA2ZNZ, KC2WI, good evening, Jeff.
Yeah, good evening, Pete. That's kind of a nice day down here today. We got up in the low, about the mid-30s, actually. And it's just about 32 degrees still. So no sun, but no snow, so we can't really complain. Turned out to be a nice day. Instead of what we have been having with that severe cold, I don't mind the cold, but I don't like it down around zero. So that's about it. Nothing too special here. Wife and I had some appointments today, and we took care of all of that, and just home relaxing. 732-2-0, KA2-0-0.
Okay, well, yeah, it was a little too warm for my taste just because of, you know, I don't want to see anything soften up too much. It's fine, except that the high was just 32 here in the valley, and actually was kind of good, you know. It was just warm enough that most of the stuff came off the car, and I drove into town, and, you know, well, the side road here was kind of slushy, you know, it's that kind of mealy snow, and actually the next level road out is, I think, is pretty clear, and of course the highways, the state roads are clear, and you know, but the parking lots are kind of that mashed potato-y stuff, and snowmobile trails that got ridden on heavily probably got chewed up pretty good, but if they didn't, then nothing. Anything that gets groomed tonight, it's 26, so especially up on the hill, you know, where it's going to get a little colder. Hopefully it's going to get somewhat colder. Boy, it's pretty good grooming temperatures because the snow kind of settles and you get a little moisture, and then you go over it and you groom it, you cut off the moguls and you pack it. And then if there isn't too much traffic, it sets up really, really nice. But of course, the only way you can get it close to not too much traffic on Tug Hill on the weekend is after midnight. So, you know, that's when a lot of the guys go out. It's real late. And I give them credit for that. You know, grooming runs could be 3 or 4 hours. Branningham grooms from Branningham up to Stillwater. It's like a 10-hour round trip. I mean, it's really a long run. And it's through the middle of nowhere. There's basically nowhere to stop, nowhere to, you know, get any help if you have a problem. It's the middle of nowhere for most of that ride. They start out early. They don't start out real late because it'd be, you know, impossible. But anyway, I went up yesterday up on the hill. Boy, it was nice. I mean, it was sunny and it was pleasantly cool, you know. Towards the end of the ride, at 3 o'clock, the end of the ride was only three, a little after three, and the wind came up. Especially when I got back to coming down to Glenfield out on the open, you know, the open areas, I really noticed it. And got a little nippy. It felt cold. It really wasn't. I guess I just was getting tired. But you know, riding up there, I don't know what the temperature was, 20-something, 20, maybe very low 20. I don't know. It just was, didn't seem cold at all compared to what we have had, and it was beautiful snow, just beautiful powder. And I was off going, boonying off the main trails with a couple guys going into their camp way back in and stuff like that. So I'm hearing that we may get rain tomorrow afternoon. I hope not. That wouldn't be good. Anyway, thanks for checking in, Jack, and this is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for additional check-ins. Over.
Five AOW,
go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Pete. Glad to hear everyone got a little bit of a relief on the weather tonight, but I'm with you. I really don't want to see anything with the rain. I think it would take away pretty much what little bit we do have, so maybe with a little luck, it'll be cool enough where we'll just get a little dust and a snow and go on from there. So that's about all I have, Jeff. I couldn't even give you a I'm sorry, Pete. I couldn't even give you a temperature reading at this point. I never had a look at it, but I would imagine it's pretty much the same where you guys are now. So anyway, 73 is tall. And back to you, Pete, and 5ALW.
Well, now the National Weather Service has changed their wording again a little bit. And now keep in mind, I'm reading through the Black River Valley here, and they're saying that the high is going to be 36, which in itself wouldn't be too terrible, but it says snow before 3 p.m., then rain, high near 36, chance of precipitation 90%, new snow accumulation of less than half an inch. But then it doesn't say anything about, you know, like those previous rains where it says half, 1 inch, of, you know, or anything like that. And then Saturday night it says rain, snow, and sleet before 9, then rain between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m., then rain and sleet. And it says chance of precipitation 100%, but it says new snow and sleet accumulation of less than half inch possible. So it doesn't sound like the previous really bad heavy rains. And it may be like where you are, because you're higher and up on the Tug Hill and maybe even up in Brantingham, if, you know, it's just a few degrees difference. We really don't want to see freezing rain or, you know, that kind of stuff. But for safety purposes and every other purpose, but you know, we may be lucky and get that most places instead of rain, at least for the perspective of the, you know, the snow conditions, that would be preferable, as long as it isn't so much rain or freezing rain that it starts breaking trees and power lines and stuff.
Yeah, that's the other drawback to it. You know, and like you say, safety first. You know, even with the road conditions and so on, it'd be a whole lot better if we just maybe not get much of it, and possibly just a little dusting of snow that we can deal with, and a little easier to travel on.
Okay, well, I just keyed in Brantingham, you know, which is only 4 or 5 miles from my location. And it says, Saturday, snow mainly afternoon, high 34. Doesn't say anything about rain. And then Saturday night, rain, snow, and sleet before 9, then rain between 9. If it says the same thing, but, you know, it says new snow and sleet about an inch. So we still might get some Saturday night up in the higher elevations. You know, Brantingham isn't that high, but I don't know how, you're probably higher. But it doesn't sound too bad, and they're not saying, you know, half an inch or three-quarters of an inch of precipitation or anything like that, like they've said in the previous ones. So maybe we'll be lucky, it'll be a little bit colder than this is predicted, and it'll be all snow, or at least even kind of sleety snow, and that's actually not a bad thing for the trails, you know, not really the greatest for, downhill skiing, you know, that turns to ice, but the snowmobile trails, you know, that'll pack, and it won't be too bad. So we'll see what happens. Let's keep our fingers crossed. KC2WI.
Roger. Yeah, maybe we can dodge a bullet on it, Pete. I hope so. And anyway, 73s to all on the frequency this evening, and back to you, Pete. N5AOW.
Okay. Well, so the technique is you look at somebody else's forecast, and the weather underground just is saying for Glenfield, snow. Doesn't say anything about rain. Snow, 1 to 3 inches, and Saturday night, snow showers, 3 to 5 inches. So, you know, it looks like it depends on how you interpret the weather data as to what you're going to predict. So let's just hope that, you know, things stay a little on the cold side. All right, 7-3, thanks for checking in. Bob, and this is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley ServiceNet, and we're looking for additional check-ins. So.
KC2MRL.
Hey, thanks. I haven't heard you. Well, I'm at camp.
No, we had a late Christmas party to go do tonight, so I just got home, and we turned the radio on, and I heard you on here, and wonder if you're going on a ride tomorrow.
A friend of mine kind of talked me into going to that, you know, 1,000 snowmobile, or, you know, 820-plus whatever world record attempt, and riding over to there, and I kind of got talked into it. I'm not sure whether I'm going to regret it or not. Depends on the weather and how bad the trails get and how many crazy people are out, but it would be interesting. And if they actually I've never ridden that far. I've never ridden over to Osceola and Cedar Pine. I don't even know where it is, but I'm, you know, I got the map. I don't even know where it is by the trails, but it's, you know, it's obvious on the map. If they actually do get, you know, enough to beat the old record, it would be kind of neat to say you were part of it. So that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I was going to go to camp tonight, but I don't know if I am or yet. I'm thinking about going for a ride tomorrow, too.
Yeah, so you get a snowmobile?
Yeah, I did finally pick one up. I picked up a 04 Sea-Doo.
Oh, that's good. We got to go riding sometime. I went out yesterday. I've been just working and trying to catch up on things from all kinds of things that have put me behind. And finally, my plan was, I looked at the forecast earlier in the week, and I said, you know, it looks like Thursday's going to be a nice day, and I'm going to just, if it is, I'm going to just go, you know. And I did. I got out a little later than planned, but it actually worked out good because I went up. I was going to go over to Copenhagen and down to Copenhagen and maybe over to Deer River, but, you know, because they got snow, you know, we had sunny day, and they were having schools closed and all this stuff. So I figured, well, I finally got some snow. I'll go over there. I haven't been there in a couple, 3 years. But I went up the hill, up Corrigan Hill Road, up Pikes Road, up, I don't know, whatever grave, whatever, I don't know, turn on Maple Ridge, I'm not sure which ones are which, it's hard to keep straight. Turn on a road, Groomer tracks off to the left, kind of fresh, obviously they just kind of opened the trail. I said, oh, I don't remember this road, I'm going down here. I got down about a mile, and here's the Valley Snow Travel, Groomer stop, and so I pulled up, and there's a couple people. They were just putting the chainsaw away and stuff, and one was Frank Kogut, whose computers I got here, and when he came in, we were talking about snowmobiling and stuff. He says to me, hey, you should go and Bob Denning and Tom, those guys are up there, they're riding their Tundras, they're going into camp, whatever, maybe you can follow them. I said, oh, yeah, don't worry about that, I can follow them. And it took me a while to catch up to them, and I had no idea really where I was, you know. But I was following their tracks and caught up with them, and we went sort of cross lots and over, got up on the railroad of bed there, that trail, and then went in, and from there into their camp. It's, I think they called it Hoganville, I think. Hoganville Camp. Way back, it was a lot of fun.
my kind of ride, you know. About 4 feet of snow, you know, and there were some, you know, there some of the places there were tracks, not every place. Well, most places there was somebody had been there at least once, but it was really kind of nice, you know, and it wasn't, it was sunny and it wasn't too cold. And so I'm glad I did that.
Whereabouts are you leaving from tomorrow?
I'm going to leave, I'm just going to ride over from here, and a friend of mine is coming, she's coming over from Speculator, and she's going to ride my old my Polaris Super Sport. I said I only got one machine that's registered. She said, well, I'll pay for the registration if you let me ride it, you know. Okay. And we're going to leave here, and I want to leave here at 9, but I don't, you know, I know her, and she'll probably not be on time, and I'll probably find something I got to do and all that, but the big ride starts at noon, I guess, you know. It's going to be interesting to see how they can arrange this thing, but I guess I'm kind of committed now, so it'll be interesting.
Well, if I make it up there, I plan on making it. You know, if you have your radio on, I'll give you a holler on the 520 Simplex.
I don't know. If I get enough room in my pockets, I'll take my HT and do that. I wonder if there's probably some other hams there. There's a couple other guys I've been talking to that are hams. A guy's got a camp on Parkersville Road, and another guy that's reading my, you know, updates on my little webcam page and stuff, so it's kind of neat. And then, of course, I've got a friend up in St. Regis Falls, KC2VMF, who's a big snowmobiler, and I've never ridden with him, but that's kind of neat to do. I've kind of tried to talk some of my snowmobiling friends into it, but I haven't got any of them.
Yeah, I plan on going to camp in the morning, and I'll probably leave from camp, so I'm only, you know, a few miles from the trail there from camp, so I'll probably pick up probably the trail from the hideaway and head up that way, then go across Camp 4, then into Osceola.
Yeah, I've never, the farthest I've ever been is well, probably what I went with these guys. We came out up the trail from the Sportsman there, you know, came out on the trail. And, but basically that trail, see, the farthest I've ever been over that way is like that Michigan Mills, you know, the parking lot there, and then you go back and there's this trail that goes off. That's the farthest I've ever been sort of west, you know, southwest on the hill, so it'll be a new experience for me.
All right, sounds like fun. I'll try to, maybe I'll run to you then tomorrow, and 7-3s, everybody. Have a good evening, KC2MRL.
Yeah, okay. Well, I will have a red helmet and my jacket that is not a Skidoo jacket, but it's yellow, and it's like a parka. It's not really a snowmobile jacket. Yellow and gray. So, and my snowmobile is a mostly gray with a little yellow Skidoo freestyle backcountry, and the other one is a Polaris Indy Sport Super Sport 1997 vintage. It's a real nice, I like the hood. It's a white with you know, different purple and whatever. The old style Polaris. And I don't know what, I have no clue what Rebecca's going to be wearing, but so that's the easiest way. People can always spot me because there's very few of those freestyles around, and you know, so all the people that know me, they can go whizzing by and they know me, I don't know them, because they're just on some average-looking Skidoo or whatever they're on, you know. But they spot me a mile away. Usually they can spot me because there's a shovel on the back and maybe a pair of snowshoes, and that's very rare anybody does that but me.
Yeah, I've been carrying a set of snowshoes with me, too. I've already gotten stuck once, so that's enough. KC2MRL.
Yeah,
Well, I won't take the snowshoes, but I have the shovel. I got an aluminum, you know, sort of avalanche shovel, a folding shovel. And I tell you what, that is the greatest tool. You know, if you really think you're going to go off boonying, then the snowshoes are good. You get to a big hill or something that's a little iffy, or maybe a little creek or something, that, you know, you throw some snow in there and pack it with the snowshoes or walk up the hill. It saves a lot of work, but just the shovel is a huge, huge thing. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Maybe we'll see you tomorrow. What should I be looking for? What color is your snowmobile, and, you know, like, what color is your jacket?
I just probably had wool pants on, and an old black coat, and an old black helmet. And nothing fancy, just a yellow Ski-Doo 380 MXC.
Okay. Who knows? I mean, if they really get, you know, I was thinking about this. They say, well, we're going to get 1,000 snowmobiles. Well, they got to get 820-something to beat the record. I think the record was 820. So if you figure a snowmobile is roughly 10 feet long, a little less, and if you put them almost bumper to bumper, you know, and went real slow, like 5 feet in between each, that's 20 feet per snowmobile times 1,000 snowmobile, and really, I don't think we want to be that close together. But let's just say, that's like 4 miles. That parade is going to be a four-mile-long parade. So where are they going to possibly, how are they going to even assemble that many snowmobiles out there? I don't know. Anyway, talk to you later. It'll be interesting. KC2WI, and this is a Black River Valley service net, and we're looking for additional check-ins. Over. This is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley service net, and we're looking for additional check-ins. Over. Okay, this is KC2WI. Last call for check-ins or comments for the Black River Valley service net. Nothing heard. KC2WI now closes Black River Valley service net and returns to repeater to other amateur use.
This is KB2KOJ for Octane. The United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octane is currently being held on the 145-17. Are there any stations with or without traffic? Stations for Octane, come now, please.
KC2WI, no traffic.
KC2WI, hi Pete. Thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else? This is KB2KOJ for Octane. This is the United County Traffic and Emergency Net, Octane. Are there any stations with or without traffic?
This is KJ2Q with no traffic.
KJ2Q, hi John, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. And what else for Octane? Final call for Octane. Okay, nothing else there, and I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And I hope to hear you all tomorrow night. I'll say 7-3 to all. KB2KOJ is clear.